This is the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Marshland Credit Union, Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick, and by Advanced Rehab. And now, here is your host, Michael Spears.
Welcome to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment of Wildcats Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Marshland Credit Union, Advanced Rehab, and by Lou Saab Kia. Good grief. Got my letters backwards just to start the show. Yeah, and now joining us, the head coach of the Camden County Wildcats, Travis Rowland. How you doing, Coach?
I'm doing good. I can't complain. You're all good. It's a bye week for us all, so we're a little rusty.
Yeah, that's right.
But I'm doing good.
Stumbling out of the gate. So, you know, like you said, it's been a bye week. No game last Friday. So, you know, just all kind of stuff going on. Homecoming this week. Just kind of looking at the big picture of your team, Coach. Now sitting 4-0, heading into homecoming. How would you grade this team's progress so far?
I think we made big strides. I think, you know, you're in every game, obviously. And I think the biggest part, I told the coaches and even the kids the other day, I said one of the best parts about it all is that we have made humongous strides in the penalty flag department. I think that's something that is showing our discipline our attention to detail and to show our discipline to the game and making the right decision, doing the right things. And so I think that's the place where we haven't hurt ourselves, where we've gotten offsides penalties. And I'm going to knock on wood when I say that, because thank God we haven't had a bunch of those, haven't had a bunch of pass interference or defensive holdings. And same thing, like, we haven't had holding in a long time. So when we can keep ourselves in front of the chains, and not shoot ourselves in the foot. When you think about last year, where we had so many positive things going in year one, the one thing that was always constant were the penalties. And so I think for us, we continue to do that well. It's going to continue to bode well for, you know, where we're going. So I think right now we're ascending the right way.
So you're just looking back over the year so far, from the Brunswick kind of shootout game to your absolute defensive clampdown on Wes Broward, negative rushing yard, right? Your team has shown it can win in a bunch of different ways. How important do you think that versatility is?
I think it's important because as you continue to raise your level of competition and get to, you know, where the games matter, because we're not, next year all of them will matter because of the power rankings. Yes. But this year, when it's just those region games that count, for us, it's about, if you get into a shootout, i.e. Colquitt last year, we need to be able to get the stop when we need to get it. We didn't get it. Against Brunswick, we were able to get those two or three stops that were important to us winning the game. I think when you get into a defensive battle with someone, you got to be able to win those games. Because I think, you know, like Lowndes game, we were able to hold on for a little bit defensively. But then as that snowball kept building, we weren't able to keep it from getting downhill on us. And so that's where I think this year we're better suited to handle. If we get into a rock'em sock'em robot, just old school fight, we're ready to get it to, you know, win one of those games. So that's where I think showing the variety helps. Because against, you know, whether or not we pulled off against Reebok late, I think it showed that our defense could hold up until the offense caught up, right? Where the offense started off slow in that game, we were able to hold off until the offense caught up. So that's a big deal that we can continue to do those things.
This is the Camden County Coaches Show with head coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So your quarterback, Will Jackson, he's made a big impact right away as your new QB1. What's impressed you most about his growth through these first four games?
I think the attention to detail and not turning the ball over.
Yes.
You know, he hasn't lost a fumble, you know, and obviously that's a credit to the offensive line. He got sacked but once, I think, all year. But
that's incredible.
Which that talks about their protection and him understanding in the internal clock, getting the ball off and then delivering the ball the right way. I think he's one of the interceptions was he's thrown two in total maybe, or just one. Can't remember. But one of them for sure, it was end of a half against East Lake. We want he got the ball off. He didn't have to. He got it off and threw it up, and they picked it off. But other than that, he's made great decisions with the football. So
I'm trying to remember if there was two. That seems like the only one I can remember.
So for him to have thrown the ball the number of times, be it screens, be it intermediate passes, be it deep balls, and that's the only time the ball's ever truly been put in danger, that's something that has stuck out the most to me. Obviously, him being from a different program, not of this caliber, you were always worried about the environment, right? And so, thankfully, everybody was excited to watch this versus Benedictine. He passed that test. Then the Brunswick game, that's your rival, big crowd.
Sure.
Passed that test. Then starting off slow against Rebolt and being able to not lose confidence, passed that test. And so now the only thing left for him to do is come out in the region game and be successful. And not, when I say successful, him having another good game. Because obviously it takes everybody to win the game.
Of course, yeah.
But I think, you know, that's going to be the last part. But he's been impressive thus far.
So DC, David Coleman, he scored just about every way possible, right? Yeah. Receiving, rushing, kick returns, even had a pick six,
yep.
If I remember. How much does this versatility change what you're able to do on both sides of the ball?
I mean, like, it's everything.
Yeah.
You know, he's the kid that, you know, how I play my corners, you know, we don't flip-flop sides. We play the other team's sideline and our sideline. And he gives us the ability as that veteran corner to where I can put him on the other team's sideline. And he can deal with the trash talk. He can deal with having to look and get the call from our sideline. He doesn't need us in his ear to tell him, like, hey, what's going on? And so he gives you that calming presence on defense where he's that big brother in a sense. And there's times where he's out there playing with his little brother. So he's really the big brother out there.
Yeah.
And then on offense, it's that, like, Sean Green's a four-star rated wideout, but you couldn't tell DC that he's not the best wideout on the team.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And that's the mentality you need when you're trying to have a spread type of offense where you need multiple receivers to step up. You know, so you have three guys in him, Trent, and Sean that think they're all a number one and have the attitude of being a number one guy. So DC just gives you the versatility where you can almost put him anywhere. Because I tell everybody all the time, him getting that ball in Rhino wasn't supposed to happen. I turned to my right and looked for the running back. And I can't remember if it was Twan or Ju. And DC hopped out in the vision. And, like, I was like, oh, my God. Yes, go ahead and go. And so, you know, now he's shown that he's capable of doing it. And I think, too, it gives us another shifty and gear in Rhino to be able to do some different things. So his versatility is everything, though. I mean, you know, kind of there's times I wish he would have done it more last year. But, you know, it wasn't – he was still learning the defensive part, which is where he makes his money.
Sure.
And so – but now, you know, he's made a commitment to learning everything, and it's paid off.
Listen, something you mentioned, I think, is something that maybe most folks don't even think about. The fact that you're putting, you know, a back on the visitor side, and he's got to deal with the trash talk and got to get the calls from across the field. That's a huge deal that you hadn't even really thought about. So happy to hear that. So Antoine Williams and Julian Daly have been, you know, a pretty reliable 1-2 punch for you in your backfield this year. How valuable is it to have those two guys and what they each bring to bear? You know, one is a power guy and the other one, Julian's ability, it's got to be from his wrestling background, the way that he can, like, you know, do the third leg thing and all that
stuff.
It's unbelievable.
The best part is those two kids are something you don't see in today's world where there's somebody that's just as good as me or may do something better than I do, and they haven't let it affect them. They both risen their game to say, Coach, you're going to play both of us.
That's awesome.
I think that's the biggest part, because a lot of times in today's world, competition, we don't all want it. You know, I went through with my son on Saturday, like, they're in a dogfight of a game, and he's got two tackles for loss in the game, and he's like, I'm like, what's wrong with you? Oh, I didn't get the ball. You're like, dude, who cares? You're playing a good game. We're in a tight game. Like, let's play football, man.
Yeah.
And so I think Antoine and you are a perfect example of what you want kids to do. You want them to raise their game to stay on the field and be the best. And, I mean, both those guys are running extremely hard.
Yeah.
And honestly, it allows the defense not to get a break. Because, you know, a lot of times when you take a star or starter back out, and here comes the number two guy, the number two guy is the number two guy for a reason. Well, with these two, it's like, no, you're not getting a break. Here comes the same dude. They can do the same things. And so, they, you know, again, same thing. I think they both combined, have only combined for one fumble, which happened in the Brunswick game, which that allows us to be confident in those tight game situations where we can give them the football and not have to worry about turnovers. So they've meant a lot to us. They bring a toughness. As I always say, if we can get them one-on-one with the safety, I'm happy.
Because
that means they're busting through at 5 or 6 yards and – again, in today's game, how many safeties really want to tackle? And so, especially to figure out how to tackle those two guys.
Yeah.
Because they're so much thicker than what you think. You think they're another short stature. There's not a lot of muscle there. But both those guys are probably made up of 10% body fat combined.
Yeah.
So,
good grief.
Excited about those two.
So, more to come on the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick is a proud supporter of local athletics and your official high school football dealership. At Lou Saab Kia, we love Friday Night Lights just like you. Come check out our massive inventory, over 100 in-stock vehicles to choose from, as low as 1.9% APR on new vehicles, and mention you heard us on this coach's show and receive an additional $500 off any new in-stock purchase. Lou Saab Kia at the end of Altama, 912-254-2034, and online at LouSaabKiaOfBrunswick.com.
Friday nights under the lights. Nothing beats high school football in our community. And just like your team, Marshland Credit Union is built on hometown pride. We're here to help you score big, whether it's your first savings account, a new ride, or your dream home. Join us in celebrating our local athletes, because at Marshland, we believe in supporting every goal, on and off the field. Marshland Credit Union. Local roots, big wins.
Welcome back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Mike Spears. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Cunningham Jewelers. So, Coach, your defense looked dominant against West Broward, as we mentioned before, holding them to negative rushing yards. Do you feel like that was the best example of the Camden defense yet?
Yeah, I think that was the best example yet, because we played a team that made us have to truly think about being a little light in the box, because they're so special on the perimeter.
Oh, yeah.
And they, you know, and even though they had shown they wanted to run the ball more than anything, we knew once we stopped the run what was going to be coming behind that. And so I think for us, being able to not have to rely on the safeties to help us in the run game allowed us to play much better defense. And if we can play that box with six guys, where that means, you know, even if they have an H-back and it's a body on a body, one of our guys is winning. And so that's something that, you know, we were proud of. I think we know in what our region is, and like, we think we have the best, the most balanced offense. Other teams, we know they want to just hand it off over and over again. And if we can make them get into those half throw situations,
it
opens up our entire playbook on defense. So it's been a real concerted effort weekly to be very stingy in the running game.
So your special teams have been electric this year too. Holy cow. I love listening to Coach talk at the quarterback club meeting last week too. But you've got kickoff returns, you got blocked kicks, big punt plays. How much pride do you take in winning in that phase of the game?
The worst sound in the world is when we heard against Reball, that double thump, doom, doom.
Yeah.
That means you got it blocked. And so, you know, I tell the coach all the time, like, my first coordinating position was special teams coordinator.
Was it really? Okay.
Yeah. So, like, that is like, you know, punt, as I say, is my baby. And that's where Coach Tontino probably is like, he gets all the grief from me, because I'm always looking at punt team.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we all know you can lose a game on punt, be it the snap, be it the protection, whatever. So it's been very important that phase of the game is won. Like I said, one of our goals that I read to the kids all the time, it says, win the battle of the kicking game. It's one third of the game, because football is special teams, offense, defense. If you can win that one, you're giving yourself a much better chance of winning the game. And so I think the kids have been great at how they've gone out and executed. And I think that, you know, if we can continue to be great in that part of the game, we can win. I mean, when you're returning kicks past the 50, that's four down territory.
Yeah.
When you're returning a punt and getting, like, DC's probably averaging 15 or 16 yards, that's a first down and a half.
Sure.
So that's places where, you know, again, the field is short. And then, like last week, we started kicking the ball deep because we need to help the defense out. We got to get some tackles. And so I think we've made it fun. We made it to where those kids understand that even if special teams is all I do right now, it's important to the win. Because if I don't do it, we can't win. And so we've made those guys realize we need them to be able to win the football game.
All right, you're listening to the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So, Coach, you've gone into the bye week unbeaten. How tough is it to keep your kids focused during a week off, especially with so much excitement around, you know, undefeated season, homecoming, all of that?
Yeah. You know, I think it's hard if you start to look ahead, but that's why I told them out there after the Reball game, I said, hey, listen now, the next week's going to be the hardest one. And I was like, I told them, when I said hard, I meant from how I coached them. I was going to make sure I, as the leader, coached us hard for the bye week because sure. That's the time where you can start to stop the smell of the roses or start to, you know, get worse because, you know, there's only two things you can do at practice, get better or get worse.
Right.
And so my thing was I wanted to make sure they understood, like, we have to continue to get better. We have to stay in the moment. And remember, we have to continue to win that day. And so that was the biggest part, is just trying to make sure we made, again, you have to make practice. There has to be goals in practice. You got to set clear expectations of what practice should look like, what the effort should look like, and then you don't have to worry about them losing focus as long as they know what the end goal is. I think we did a good job of sharing what the end goal is and was at that moment.
So how practice has been this week?
Been really good.
Last week and this
yep.
week? Feel like you're dialed in?
I felt like we did a great job on Thursday. We did some different conditioning that we hadn't done in a long time, and the guys took it the right way. And I told them, guys, we have to condition you on Thursday because I'm not going to see you Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. And I said, we all know you. A few of you are going to go and still do something. The rest of you are about to put the hands behind the head, cross the feet, and watch the TV or play a video game for three straight days. I said, so we got to get after it. But they took that the right way mentally. And then I think yesterday they showed up with a good attitude. You know, obviously, I think a big part of our offensive juice, Spencer Starnes coming back,
yeah, that's gonna be awesome.
Means a lot to the program. And he's injected new life because, as he said, Coach, when football is taken away from you, you really don't realize how much you love it. And so he's been full of energy out there. And so I think that's helped the offense a tremendous amount. And then I just think defensively, the coaches, that's the side of coaches that are always constantly having juice.
All right, looking ahead, Royal Palm Beach comes in on Friday 4-0 and hasn't given up a single point all season. When you see that on paper, what's your first reaction?
They're doing what they're supposed to do.
Yep.
I mean, you know, because when you look further into it, people say, well, the teams they play haven't won a game. That is true. But if you are, as I tell them all the time, if you are what you say you are, when you play a team that you or the computers are deeming is not good, then blow them out.
Sure.
And so Royal Palm has said, hey, we're trying to find our way, and these are teams we couldn't blow out like this last year. As their YouTube thing says, the new Royal. They're doing what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And so they're gonna which is gonna help them be confident. They're gonna come in with full of confidence and thinking they can do the same thing to us. Like as we said as coaches, nobody's even passed the 40-yard line on them. So we are wanting to see how they will handle adversity once we score a touchdown. So that's gonna be the interesting part because they haven't been scored on, and you know you start making that a big deal. That's when, like, how do they respond then when we walk the ball down the field? So it'll be interesting.
Oh, I can't wait to watch that. It's going to be great. We'll be right back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
No matter if you are a professional athlete, play under Friday night lights at Chris Gilman Stadium, or a weekend warrior, injuries are a part of life. Here at Advanced Rehab, our focus is getting you back in the game faster. Personalized treatment plans, cutting-edge rehab, including our newest device, Light Force High Intensity Laser Therapy, dry needling, and more. Located off Kings Bay Road, we have been serving Camden County since 1996 and are the official physical therapy provider for Camden County Athletics. Request an appointment today at advancedrehab.com.
Cunningham Jewelers is a proud supporter of local athletics, and just like you, we enjoy Friday Night Lights. Whether it's natural talent or coaching created talent, they both win games. And whether it's Earthmine Diamonds or Labmine Diamonds, they both look great in her ears or on her finger. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and Sweet Tea.
Welcome back to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment's brought to you by Marshland Credit Union, Advanced Rehab, and by Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. I got it right that time. So what stands out to you most about Royal Palm Beach when you watch the film? Like you talked about, you know, and you know, they're 4-0, but the teams, mm-hmm. all four of the teams mm-hmm. that they've played are 0-4, yep. but they're still shutting them out, yep. and they're running up 40, 50 mm-hmm. points a game.
I think that it's the athletes. I think mm-hmm. the biggest piece that you face with a team like this, they may not be overwhelmingly great in the trenches, but they've, I think, 6'3", 6'4", at receiver, and other guys like 6 foot. So that's going to be a big athletic group.
Sure.
You know, the DBs are athletic and want to get in your face and press you. And, I, you know, for me, it's a good thing because that's what we're going to see over the course of the next few weeks when we get into region play. We'll see some groups that play aggressive style football like that. So for us, it's going to be a good test. But you see the athletes out of the door. I mean, 36% of their passes are vertical and down the field.
Sure.
The other biggest percentage was like 15%. That's all screen game. So we know we're going to get vertical pass Shots. And screen mm-hmm. pass. So, you know, which tells you that they trust their athletes, that their quarterback is catching and throwing it. And I mean, honestly, if I look at us on film and I say, how am I going to beat Camden? They look to be much improved in the running game. So I'm going to try to create, I'm going to try to get less numbers in the box by completing some passes early. So we fully expect them to come out and try to beat us vertically.
So Royal Palm Beach, just in my research, looking, I don't think that Camden has ever played them
nope.
before. Do you have any experience with them from your time at Mainland?
Zero. This all comes from us putting out on FHSA website and yep. Twitter about needing a game. Once Spruce Creek backed out of our game, we had to find a game. And we had several. I think we had last week, this week. I think we had the 2 weeks on there. And maybe another. I can't. But we had different dates on there, and they called us and were like, hey, we want to come. And so we were like, okay, cool, we need the game, because it was getting to be the
right
17th hour, you know, where we didn't have an opponent, and we definitely don't want to be out here playing 9 games.
So defensively, they clearly make it tough to score. You mentioned this a little bit. What's the key for your offense to find ways to put points on the board?
I think we're going to have to, you know, create some matchups that we like, and then you got to beat man-to-man. You know, they make it no secret. They're going to play man-free,
yes.
and you're going to have to beat man-to-man. But, you know, at the same time, I think if our offensive line and running backs do a good job of making the running game work, that allows us to maybe make a DB or safety get a little nosy and maybe be out of position. So, but I think the biggest part is just going to be us defeating man-to-man, which I do think we have the guys to do it.
Yeah, I agree.
But we just have to, you know, be creative in what we do to create the matchups we want.
On the other side of the ball, what are the biggest challenges that their offense presents to your defense? Screens and vertical passes?
It's going to be the vertical pass. You yeah. know, and because, again, they can dress up the vertical pass in a number of ways. They can get into, you know, big personnel sets like 12 where there's one running back, two tight ends, mm-hmm. and they could go 8-man protection and throw 2 vertical routes. And so that's where they know, you know, when you have 8-man protection, unless we blitz 8 or 9,
yeah,
you know,
in good shape.
It
yeah.
gets them time to have the time to throw the football. So I think for us, it's going to be, we got to make sure that from the beginning, we discourage the vertical throw and hopefully get an interception or something to kind of discourage that and make them have to try to do something else.
This is the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So, Coach, you've said before, I saw one of your quotes in the paper just reading a bunch of stuff yesterday, when we play a clean, disciplined game, we're hard to beat.
Yep.
How close is this group to playing that kind of complete game that you want to see?
They're close.
Yeah.
I think we've gotten, you know, we have gotten better every week with a lot of different things where I think, you know, our as I say, our fans are informed fans where they pay attention
oh, yes.
and know the weaknesses and strengths of the team. So I think
they all got opinions.
Right. I think if you talk to people, some of the questions that we left the field with from different games throughout the year so far, we've answered those questions. So I think we're getting to a place where we can get those things fixed. And so, you know, like I said, major shout out to Mr. Hubbard, man, when he is like, hey, coach, we're going to kick the ball deep at some point. And so I think, you know, that was the question. Can we kick the ball deep and cover the kick? And so against Reebok, we kicked it deep to some of their mm-hmm. athletes, which make you hold your breath, and we were able to make some plays on kickoff. So I think we've continued to answer questions. I think now when we get into this part, it's just going to be now, you know, the last couple questions are going to be, can we start ahead and stay ahead, you know, versus a good team? And then can we get behind and come back and win a game versus a good team? Because at some point,
yes.
at the rest of the year, we want to win them all, right? But at some point, we're going to be down.
Sure.
Can we, like Colquitt last year, can we jump out on somebody Like we ended up running Colquitt down and they ran us back down. Can we show that championship trait as players? Because I, you know, coaches, it's one thing, but the children are out there playing, and so we need them to be in that great mental space to be able to handle the adversity as it comes.
All right, Coach, last one, finally. What's the message you're giving your team this week as you prepare for an undefeated opponent on homecoming night at Chris Gilman Stadium?
Execute. Execute plain to a high simple. Level. I mean, the thing about it is we can get excited for the moments, but we create the moments. You know what I mean? Like, Chris Gilman Stadium is a special place. So if the Wildcats are playing, the people are going to be there. You're going to get the best out of the other team every single time, no matter who it is. And so we execute at a high level. It's not going to matter who's in front of us. We're good enough on the offensive line. We're good enough at running back. We're good enough at receiver. We're good enough at quarterback. We're good enough at H-back. Absolutely. We're good enough as a defensive line. We're good enough at linebacker. Good enough at DB. We just have to execute what's in front of us, and everything else will take care of itself.
Coach, thank you so much for giving me some time this morning. As always, thanks for joining us on the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network.